614, 1320 WILS. Today here in Lansing, both the Senate and the House passing legislation that will reform the teacher pension system. State Senator Rick Jones is with us to give us his thoughts. Senator, great to have you here.
Good evening.
Right here on WILS. How did you vote on the reform plan?
I voted no. The reason is I highly respect Senator Roger Kahn. He was the Republican that made the hybrid plan a couple of years ago. And I talked with him. He said it's working and we don't need to change it. Mm-hmm. But obviously other people did agree.
How close of a vote was it?
I believe it was
close.
21 to 17 in the Senate.
Okay, that's relatively close, right?
Yeah, it's fairly close. But it did pass.
Now, I mean, what does this mean for teachers? I mean, do you have larger concerns about what it means for our education system at all? Or?
Well, what it means is that new teachers only coming into the system will have an option of having a 401k that will be the same as senators and representatives, and exactly the same, mm-hmm. Or they could opt out if they want to go into a hybrid type plan.
Okay, because we had Senator Pavlo on yesterday. He sponsored the legislation, and he said that even though it looks like things are working with a hybrid system, well, you go down the road and you see all these unfunded liabilities, billions of dollars later, right? Do you agree with him that sometimes if we hold on to a pension system, it may have these repercussions that we can't anticipate down the road?
I was convinced that we should keep the hybrid system that's currently in place for another 2, 3, 4 years and watch it and see if it improves the situation. Mm-hmm. After discussing this with the person that drew up the plan, Dr. Roger Kahn, he's a heart doctor and was a former senator.
We're talking to State Senator Rick Jones right here on WILS. I want to talk about some bills you're moving yourself, including one you just introduced with Representative Andy Shaw, these companion bills, actually, to regulate medical marijuana ads. And why do we need to do that?
Well, we're talking about these crazy billboards. You see them all over, but you certainly see them in Lansing. Mm-hmm. They advertise high Lansing. And you click on here, and we'll give you the maps to all the marijuana shops. So that certainly is not an appropriate way to advertise medication. We certainly don't want children and young people looking at that and seeing how that promotes marijuana use.
Do you think it affects the image of the city?
Oh, absolutely, I do. And I certainly have no objection to somebody who's really sick getting medical marijuana. But Andy and I both object to these billboards. I think they're very inappropriate for children and young people to see all over the place, and they don't belong out there.
So you're saying no medical marijuana advertisements at all, then?
Not these crazy billboards. No, I think that's inappropriate. You know, if somebody wants to advertise in a newspaper or something, that's a different situation.
Yeah, and I know you're not a fan of the legalization movement. How likely do you think they are to actually get this thing on the ballot next year and even having it pass here in Michigan?
Well, that's all speculation. In the past, the groups that propose a recreational marijuana, which I don't support, they've never been able to gather the signatures. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see if they do it this time. If it gets on the ballot, it'll be up to the people of Michigan.
When you look at states like Colorado or Washington, is there any reason for us to be concerned about legalization here in Michigan?
Yes. In my opinion, there's been bad results in Colorado. While they get more tax dollars coming in off the product, a lot of tax dollars go out the other side, police work, medical problems. The marijuana we have today, is much, much stronger than what it was in the 60s, much higher THC level. Its studies have shown that it has pushed people into schizophrenia. Obviously, not everybody, but if you're borderline, it's something you don't want to add. Studies have also shown more accidents, and they're showing younger people getting into marijuana.
Well, what about those on the other side that say, look, on the other side of it, you've got people that are going to jail serving years over, you know, just smoking marijuana. They feel that the law itself is detrimental. What about that angle?
And I'd say that's days of the past. Maybe people were given years in prison for smoking marijuana back in the 60s, but it certainly isn't happening today. For simple possession or use, that's not happening. Now, if you get somebody that's growing 1,000 plants and is selling it, that's a different story.
State Senator Rick Jones, right here on 1320 WILS. The Senate today passing this this major bill to reform the teacher pension system. The senator voting against it. Do you expect this to be signed, though, by the governor, though?
I believe it will be. I think the governor has decided to support it.
Yeah. It's State Senator Rick Jones. Thank you very much, Senator.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too.